Blog Talk Radio.
By 1520, the Spirit of South Florida, covering Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, and the Miami area. The following program is a paid advertisement, and the sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
South Florida and the surrounding areas, get ready for the exciting ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
You got the stuff in your pants that are bothering you right now. You see a man at her. You see a man at him. You see a man at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready, be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend, share a miracle, be there.
Right, God bless you. This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are on this Wednesday, already to share with you glad tidings. The Bible says water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from afar off land. My good news today is that to the utmost Jesus saves. He's able to pick you up, turn you all around, and place your feet on higher grounds. And then it says, hallelujah, Jesus saves. Listen, I am certainly honored. I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed by the fact that we have another chance to talk to you and to share with you some positive information on what's going on and how God has been blessing us and, amen, how he's been protecting us. Remember, this is my third day. Is that right? Third day back on the air? Amen. Second day back on the air. And we have returned to radio to give God a high praise and to give him glory for the awesome things that he has done. And we have a lot to share with you. Today I'll be on for 30 minutes. Tomorrow we'll be back on for an hour. Friday we'll be back on for an hour. But 30 minutes, I want to put a lot of things into this 30 minutes. So I'm going to draw your attention to a particular scripture, but I want to go over it and recap some things that are going on. Now listen, those of you that are listening to the broadcast, you can also tune in to our Blog Talk Ministry. And how you do that is just simply call this number right here, area code 657-383-1972. That's area code 657-383-1972. Again, the area code is 657-383-1972. So you can join us on Blog Talk if you don't have a radio, or get some of your friends from out of town or loved ones from out of town, because I'm going to be praying for people before the closing of this broadcast. So you might want to call your aunt that's in Georgia, your nephew that's in New Jersey, or someone that's in California. Call them and they can tune in to WXY, this particular live broadcast, by just simply calling 657-383-1972. And they hear us all over. So, again, I want to welcome you to our 1:30 edition of our ministry, and we're grateful to God for what he is doing. Now, you know I have to say something on the election from last night, but I'm going to wait a little bit later and talk about that because you already know we have a president-elect Donald Trump. So it's done. We want to talk a little bit on that. Amen. But today I want to give you just some special announcements. Now, let's start with the night, and then we'll go over into tomorrow night to share with you some great things that are going on. But wait a minute. I just felt a moment of praise. I need to pause right now because somebody needs a breakthrough. And I want you to take 30 seconds and give God a praise. For some reason, the Spirit just unctioned me to give him praise. So everybody throw your hands up and let's give God a praise just for 30 seconds. Come on. What is for, who is for, but I believe that somebody out there needed a praise break moment. You needed a moment that was not scheduled. You needed an opportunity that was not scheduled. I have papers in my hand, and I have to give an announcement, but right now I feel these final 12 seconds of praise. Somebody throw your hands up and give him praise. If you're driving, just pull to the side. And then throw your hands up. And give God a Shabbat praise. Uh-oh. He is already starting, so I'm going to calm down. I'm going to try to calm down. I'm going to try. But when I just said the word Shabbat, it's not just a loud noise, but it's a loud noise with reason. It is a loud noise with meaning. It's a loud noise with motive. My noise that I'm making is because God is good all the time. And all the time, God, he is good. That's why I'm making some noise. So it's not just Shabbat making a loud noise. It's a loud noise with reason. I got a reason to praise God. Not because he blessed me the other day, but because God is good. Uh-oh. My God, my God. Listen, let me calm down a little bit. Now, I want to give you an announcement about the night and then tomorrow night. And then I want to go to a particular scripture. And I got to cram all of this in just 30 minutes. Now, number one, amen, I want you all to focus your attention to the Mount Bethel Church. The Mount Bethel Church. Pastor there is Bishop C. E. Glover, great man of God, amen, great friend, amen, just a great leader, great ambassador of the kingdom of God. He's going to be celebrating 31 years tonight, 31 years. And so Bishop, amen, is going to be celebrating the whole Mount Bethel family, and their special guest preacher is none other than my brother, Dr. Torrey Phillips. He's going to be there tonight, so I'm encouraging everybody to go out in this great celebration and join them. Amen. And I'm looking to be there. And many of you around this Broward and Dade and West Palm Beach and South Dade and South Miami and Fort Pierce area and those that are around the country in this state of Florida, you can hear me. All right, if you're on your way down, just make your way to the Mount Bethel on tonight with Bishop C. Glover, and we applaud him for 31 years. 31 years. Can you imagine that? 31 years. That's longer than people have been alive. 31 years. So we want to thank God for Bishop, amen, on the day, amen, doing such a great work and in a multiplicity facet. I mean, he's done such a tremendous job here in this area. And so, therefore, I want you to go out to celebrate this servant of God. So remember, the address is 900 Northwest 11th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, you need to get there early to get a good seat because people are going to be coming, amen, from far and near to be a part of this great celebration. So remember, amen, to be celebrating Bishop C. Glover tonight, amen. That address is 900 Northwest 11th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Amen. The service, amen, starts, Amen. I tell you what, just get there around about 6, 6:30 so you get a good seat. You want to get close? Amen. My brother, Dr. Torrey Phillips, will be preaching. Powerful preacher. Powerful, powerful. Has a powerful word. And it's going to be something that you cannot afford to miss. You don't want to miss this powerful time on the night. So remember, again, amen, Dr. Torrey Phillips will be at the Mount Bethel on tonight. That's 900 Northwest 11th Avenue. I'm enjoying this moment because I believe that right now my voice is witnessing to somebody that was sitting there saying, I need to go somewhere to hear a word on the night. Well, I just witnessed to you. I just imparted to you, amen, directions and a word that's going to be a blessing to you. So remember, that's at the Mount Bethel. That's 900 Northwest 11th Avenue with Bishop C. Glover. Amen. In a celebration of 31 years. Amen. All right. So make sure that you're there, and we'll recap it at the end of the broadcast. Well, tomorrow night is Thursday night. Tomorrow night is Thursday night. Tomorrow night is Thursday night. And we are now announcing that as Miracle Night. Now, make no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Make no ifs, ands, and buts about it. There are several things that's going to happen. Number one, amen. My sibling babies will be there, but also my senior pastor of LCI Ministries will be ministering on tomorrow night. And her name is Pastor Jay. Now, you know what? Amen. Pastor, amen. She's here in the studio now. Glory to God. I thought I was going to have to do the announcement by myself because she wasn't here when I started, but she walked in. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Pastor, how you feeling today?
I am so blessed. God bless you, Bishop.
All right, listen, tomorrow night is Thursday night, and we got a great, amen, expectation of the service, amen, there at the Courtyard Marriott. So tell the people a little bit about what's going to take place on tomorrow night.
Well, Bishop, for some weeks now, I've been feeling a revival. I think I posted up on Facebook that I felt a revival, and people were hitting me, and they were liking it and everything, but this was really so. I feel a revival, and God has given the mind of God. I didn't tell him anything, but he came to me and said, we're going to have a revival this Thursday night, a miracle revival, and I'm telling you, I feel an unction to function. So I'm telling you right now that you cannot afford to miss this revival, and don't you know that this is just the time for it? Some of you are still shocked of some things that happened and took place. Some of you are trying to accept it. But I'm telling you right now that God is up to something and it's all good. He's going to take a situation that you thought was messed up and bad, and he's going to turn it around for our good. He's working on it right now. Glory be to God. You are about to come into something great before 2017. And that's why we want to prepare you with this revival on tomorrow night at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, at the Changing Your Life Ministries, where Bishop Hurricane Johnson is the prophet and the bishop. I'm telling you right now that God is about to do something awesome in your life. This revival, miracle revival, is going to set the pace, the stage for what you are going to encounter. It's going to set the pace. It's going to set the stage for what God has in store for you. You're going to feel different, walk different, talk different. You're going to look different. Some of you are going to bring out your best. Glory be to God. He's going to bring out the best in you after this revival. You're not going to feel the same way. You're not going to think the same way because you are going to be revived. God has sent a revival to South Florida, and you got to be there tomorrow night. It's going to start promptly at 8 p.m. Don't miss it for nothing. God has given me a word concerning you being revived, concerning you being restored, concerning you being motivated, concerning you getting back to your place. Glory be to God in him, because there is something awesome in store for you, and you got to get prepared for it.
Listen, I believe this with all my heart, that there's some of you out there that need a word from the Lord. Now, I've given you the instructions that God has given me. I've given you. Now, I do know that tomorrow night is a miracle night. You cannot afford to miss that. The address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Service starts at 7:30. There we commence, amen, a prayer. And after that, my God, get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for a miracle, because it is destined. It is predestined to happen in your life. Amen. Listen, I want to talk to you very quickly from First Chronicles, the 28th chapter. I need your undivided attention. I just want to share something very quickly with you. First Chronicles 28 and 1. First Chronicles 28 and 1. Well, let's go to the second verse. Now, this is why I came to this particular chapter. When I was in prayer this morning, preparing for a daily conference called Power Talk. A conference called, it's called Power Talk. I give positive information about one word, and that is praise, every day at 12 noon. As I was preparing for that, the Spirit of the Lord told me to shout with the audience to instruct the people to praise him even when he says no. You have to learn how to come into agreement with God and not God simply coming into agreement with you. In other words, whatever he chooses, we must yet remain praisers. We must allow praise to come out of our mouth. We must be ready to praise God in season and out of season. We must be ready for that. But listen to me very, very carefully. According to First Chronicles, let's go First Chronicles, the 28th chapter and the second verse. Now let me share this with you. Let's set it up. David had already went through his life with many victories. He'd already defeated the lion and the bear. He'd already defeated the Philistine giant Goliath. His servants had already defeated other giants by the name of Gittish and Ishbi-Benob. That's what they call him, Ishbi-Benob. And David had already been praised by the women of Israel, saying Saul killed his 1,000, but David his 10,000. He'd already been the one to flee from the face of the king because Saul was at the table eating one day. And could you imagine eating dinner with the king and being honored to be there, and all of a sudden the king pick up a knife and throw it at you, and then your friend say, run, David, run. My God, he's already been through the ups and downs. But through his ups and downs, I want you to underline that sentence. Through his ups and downs, he had a desire to build God a house. What do you think about a praiser? You know, a praiser is going to want to go to church no matter what. A praiser is going to want to praise God no matter what happens in their life. A praiser. There's some people when things happen, you know, and it don't happen the way that they want it to happen, they stop going to church. He said, where you been? Oh, I was just going through, so I just took some me time, or I didn't answer. You didn't see me calling? Yeah, I saw you calling, praise the Lord, but I just didn't feel like being bothered. No. But David, through all of those ups and downs, still had this desire to build God a house. What's wrong with that? I mean, you still have a desire to do what? I still have a desire to build God a house. I want to build God a house. Do all that you've been through? Yes. My desire to build him a house. I want to do something. I want to praise him in a way that nobody else have praised him. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So David prayed, and the Bible said, the king, David rose to his feet and said, listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people, I had it in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God. And I made plans to build it, but God said to me, you are not to build a house in my name because you are a warrior and have shed blood. What do you do when God says no? I'm not talking about when you are presented with no from the loan company. I'm not talking about when you are presented from a no from someone else or the enemy. But do you still have a praise in you when God says no? Do you still have that same desire to praise God when God himself tells you, no, you're not going to do that? I mean, well, what's wrong with it? I just want to build your house. I just want to build a temple. I mean, you don't have one. I'm tired of the Ark of the Covenant moving from tent to tent and from place to place. Let me erect the building and dedicate that building to you and then put the Ark of the Covenant in there. But God says to him, no, See, some of you right now, the reason why you're not praising God like you're supposed to is because God himself told you no. He said no. What you mean he told me no? You remember when you went on that fast and you said, oh, I'm going to fast until I change God's mind. And you know what? I'm fasting for Friday. Today is Tuesday. And Wednesday you fasted. And Thursday you fasted and you prayed. And when Friday came, nothing changed. I know people ain't going to admit that, but nothing changed. Everything's remained the same. You know what God was saying? I meant no. I told you no. But what I found out is anytime God says no, Nikki, that's a setup for a miracle. Anytime God tells you no, he's only setting you up for a miracle. If he ever says no, glory to God, that's setting you up for a miracle. And he may have a different route. He's setting you up for a miracle. Peter runs to Jesus and says, listen, I need money to pay taxes, and you know, I'm going to need you to give me some money. Now, I don't know what he was expecting for Jesus to do, but Jesus said, go fishing. Go fish. Go fish. And the first one you catch, open his mouth, and you'll find money there. And when you find the money, pay your taxes, and then pay mine also. Now, I told you, you must praise God in the midst of him saying no. Do you know what praise means? Praise means you must approve God saying no to that way. But in other words, Peter, when he went and grabbed that fishing pole, he was praising God. When he went and threw that net in the line, he was praising God. When he dropped that net back up, he was praising God. When he got the first fish and opened his mouth, he was praising God. When he got that money and paid his bill, he was praising God in the midst of an original no. I'm not going to give it to you, but you go fishing. I'm not going to bless you the way you want, but you praise me. I'm not going to give you the miracle the way you want. Some of you got, amen, a crown of doctor's report over your head, and they saying, we saw some irregularities in your test, and we saw some things in your test, and you prayed and went back, and they still see the same thing. No, you still praise God, because God has set you up for a miracle. No, he may not erase what they see. He may not erase what they saw, but I'm telling you, the kind of God that we serve, he's going to perform a miracle. And he's going to make a way out of no way. David says in my conclusion, he says to Israel, he says, it was in my heart to build God a temple, but God told me no. No, you're not going to do that. I got another assignment for you. I want people that see you. Can I say this, y'all? Can I say this? Some of y'all, he said, I want people to see you go through a little bit more. So they can see how praises act when they're in trouble. I just wanted to interject that to you. He said, I told you no now because I don't want to deliver you on Thursday. I don't want to deliver you on Wednesday, the day. He said, I want you to go a little bit further with me and trust me, but I want some others to see you praise me in the midst of that stuff that's hanging over your head. Glory to God. And so David concludes by telling them, listen, I'm not worried about the no's because God chose me, amen, from my mother's womb. He chose my family to be great. He chose me to be king. Glory to God. What that mean? God got some greater stuff in store for me. He don't want me to be a builder. He want me to be one that will give him glory as the king of Israel. Not just the architect of Israel, but as the king of Israel. He want me to teach y'all how to praise him. I believe that's where all them psalms come from. Because they came out of a no. I believe God told him no, and that boy got that pen and started writing. Amen. The Lord is a strong tower. I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. I got to get off the air. The Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. Well, not to it, but into it, and there they are saved. Glory to God. I believe he started writing all kind of stuff. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Amen. Don't be envious of workers of iniquity. I believe that when you get some no's from God sometimes, that enhances your praise level. So you praise him. You praise him. I came on today to tell you to praise God and to give him glory. Listen, let me pause for station identification for another commercial, and I'll come back and close this out. But I'm excited, y'all. My name is Hurricane Johnson, and I'll be right back.
Hurricane Johnson.
If you get out stuff in your past that are bothering you right now. You see a man at her. You see a man at him. You still mad at your family?
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
My God, listen, I am so excited about what God is doing. He's doing the miraculous. And so I've given you, amen, what God has given me. If you ever receive a no from God, and sometimes he will say no, that's why I told you at the beginning of the broadcast, let us comply to his will and not our will. Let us comply to his will and not our will. Let us comply to his will and not our will. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. So if he ever tell you no, then you still give him a praise. You give him a glory, amen. Give him honor. Give him praise and glory for what he's done, amen, in your life. Now listen, my time is about gone, but I want to remind you about the broadcast, amen, every day at 1:30. We're here every day from 1:30 to 2:30. Also, I want you to remember to join us on Blog Talk at 657-383-1972. I'm sorry. That's 657-383-1972. That's Blog Talk. You can hear us all over the world. And then remember, my brother will be ministering at Mount Bethel tonight with Bishop C. Glover, celebrating 31 years. The address is 900 Northwest 11th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then get ready for the service on tomorrow night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. Amen. That's Thursday night. That's Miracle Night. Amen. Pastor Jay will be ministering. I am going to be praying for some people, believing God for the impossible, that even it is done. I'm so excited. I'm so elated, all of you, to join me on the day. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow again, this same time on this same station. To that time, my name is Hurricane Johnson, and I leave you with these words: hope need not die, because help is on the way.
Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
And you got some stuff in your past that are bothering you right now. You see a man at her. You see a man at him. You see a man at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek.